This parsha, Parsha's bow, also in memory of Yaakov Yitzchak Rechaim by the Weinblatt family. After Makas Choshech, Paro calls Moshe and he says, "Lechu yivdu es Hashem rachtonchem v'karmchem yitzak." He says, "Go, if you want to go out to serve your God, go out into the desert, fine." He says, "You can go do so now." However, he told Moshe, "I want you to make sure you leave your animals here, though. You can go without your animals." Moshe comments back and says, "No, we're going to take our animals with us. We're not going to remain here. Any animals, because we have to take their animals to serve our God. We can't know exactly what to do, what to use until we get there." Okay, that's the simple pshat in the pasuk. However, there's a nice drush on this pasuk that I saw from a Rav Shaul Cardi, who's a Rav Yeshiva in Mexico City. And he says like this. He says, people think that what are they going to take with them to Olam Haba? Said they're tefilos, they're Shmir Shabbos, whatever, that's what they're going to take with them to Olam Haba. Right? However, their physical things that they had in this world, their shoes, their clothing, their cars, houses, whatever, well, that they're not going to take with them. Only their, you know, their tefilas. Well, there's an interesting maisa along these lines. I'm not sure, but I think it was when Reichman was Nifter. He left his kids two envelopes. And he says that after he dies, one envelope they should open up immediately after he dies, and the second envelope after Shiva. Fine. So he was Nifter, they opened up the first envelope, and then there was a letter, and said that he's asking them that he should be buried in his socks. Well, it's really strange. But he said, okay, but her father is her last wish. You know, wants to be buried in his socks. So they told the Chevra Kedisha, we want our father buried in his socks. And he said, there's nothing doing. You can't bury a person in socks. Not allowed to. So he said, but our father said. He said, listen, okay, well, I'll ask a rav. He asked the postdate. He said, no, can't do such a thing. And when another one, they went around, this one, that one, they couldn't get ahead to. No matter what, they couldn't get it there. Sons felt bad. They said, you know, our father, Dafka, wanted for some reason, oh no, but to be buried in the socks. But no postic will agree such a thing. So they said, what can you do? What can you do? Couldn't. So they buried him without his socks. So they sat Shiva, the sons. After Shiva, they took out the second envelope. All the brothers gathered around. So they wonder, you know, can't wait to see what's going to be in here. So he opened up the envelope. And the father told them, left him the second letter, and said, I just wanted to show you something. He says that, you know, you think, you know, we had, you know, a lot of money, you're a lot of money, you think, oh, money is everything. He says, money's nothing. Can't take it with you. I couldn't even take a pair of socks with me to the next world. So you see, you can't take nothing, not even pieces, not even socks you can't take with you. Don't think, say, you know, money's everything, can't take it with you. But he wants to say here, Srevla, the opposite. He says, the person thinks, therefore, yeah, I can't take it with you. But he says, the truth of the matter is, it's not that way. He says, you can take all your material things with you. How so? He says, their house, for example. Your house, that what do you do with you? If you take your house and you use it for a ruchnias, your machnis orchim, and you do mitzvahs in your house, so then that goes with you to Olam Haba. Your shoes, right? You walk with your shoes to the Beis Medrash, you walk with your shoes to the shul, You walk on Shabbos with your shoes instead of driving in your car. So your shoes go with you to Olam HaEmes. Says, well, look, these shoes, you know, help this guy keep the mitzvahs. His dishes, cutlery, whatever, same thing. Why? Well, these dishes, he ate kosher. He didn't eat treif. Reminds me, I heard once a cute joke. Once I was visiting some spectator at some chasana, like not very from chasana in America. And this Rav was speaking. I'm just walking in. This Rav was speaking. I don't remember anything he said. One thing I remember what he said. He said that, and he's talking to these, you know, feel not so from. He says, there's some people, he says, that they're nohag, that they only eat kosher in the home. You know, in the home, everything's kosher, but outside, eat a tray for restaurants, whatever, but they keep them kosher home. They only eat kosher at home. Don't forget this. The rabbi said, concerning these people that keep kosher in their home and not out, he says, these people's dishes are going to go to heaven. Where they're going to go, he says, I'm not so sure. So, Moshe, if we use our dishes, use our things, he said, well, that, in fact, those things are going to you're going to go with you to the next world. So, Savar Mikalm, before he died, he went up to his svarim, into his pots, into his dishes, or whatever, to part with them before he left. He said, you know, these things, this is what I use for my Avodas Hashem. What would I do without my svarim? What would I do with my dishes, etc.? The kosher from, like we said, this is what I want to take with me to the Olam HaEmes, because this is what I use. However, that's our physical things, but our own personal Avodas Hashem, that we did, our tefillos, whatever, that we just, our kavanas and fila, our Shabbos, our Shmir Shabbos, who knows if that, what's that going to do for us in the next world? Our shoes, our dishes, whatever, fine, they'll be able to be made a little bit, but our, what I did for myself, my own personal tefillos, our kavanas, who knows? It says there was once a tzaddik that he came to shul, and he said, "Your kasa shachar," you know, all the what's the brachas. However, he skipped on the brach of shalosh sani goy. He didn't say shalosh sani goy. So they asked him, "Why? How come you said every brach but not shalosh sani goy?" So he said, "I'll tell you. This morning I woke up. I opened up my eyes. What's the first thing you do when you open your eyes? Say more de'ani. So I started saying more de'ani. As I said, more de'ani lefanecha, and I stopped and I said." Mode ani, who am I? Ani, mode ani, I didn't. Who am I? I'm a nothing. I'm giving thanks to Hashem. Who am I? Lefanecha, mode lefanecha to you, in front of you, in front of Hashem. Hashem is so great, and I'm a nobody. How can I give thanks to Hashem? Mode ani lefanecha. What? So I didn't know. I couldn't go on. I didn't know what to do. And then all of a sudden, he said, it hit me. He said, okay, I mean, I'm not such a great person, but I'm a better than a goy. So I immediately Valtik, and I said, "Ruach Hashem, Kedem Melcham, Shlosh Ani Goy." Right? I was so excited that Ruach Hashem, at least I'm not a goy. This I can have that to say for myself. So then, since I said the brach already, now when I came to shul, I have to skip the brach. I already said it this morning. The story with the Rav Shach as well that said it was once it was the night of elections in America. For the prime minister, not these elections, but a while ago, and the you know time difference, so it was in the afternoon, whatever, in America. So here was already nighttime. So Rav Shach asked his whoever is his mishamshi, he says, what were the results of the elections in America? So first of all, they're wondering why he was taking an interest so much. And who cares, you know, the American elections, prime minister? But okay. So he said, no, they haven't finished yet counting the votes. So he says, okay, make sure you tell me. So fine, wait another hour, whatever. He said, no, did he get the results yet, the election in America? No, not yet. Okay. So he waited up, he didn't go to sleep. He was exhausted, but he didn't go to sleep. He waited, until finally got the results and they told him. So they asked him afterwards, he says, why do you care so much, but you couldn't go to sleep until you found the results of the American elections? And what's Pshat? So Pshat said, listen, he says, in the morning, every morning, we say the bracha shlosh ani goy, right? So what does that mean? Thank you, Hashem, that I'm not like this garbage collector, you know, whatever, that cleans the sewage pipes. No, thank you, I'm not like him. Yeah, big deal. Of course, I thank you. That's not a cleanse, right? I have in mind for the most powerful goy in the world, right? When I say it's wrong, that even him, Shalosh Ani Goy, even the American President of the United States, Baruch Hashem, Shalosh Ani Goy, even him. So therefore, every morning I have in mind the President of the United States, sir, if I want to know who won the election, so I know what I have a kavanah for the next morning, when I say the bracha. Anyways, back to the matter at hand. So this Rav Kardi wants to taish, obviously, Derech HaRemez, this idea in the pasuk. He said, therefore, Gam Mikneinu Yelechimanu. We said the Pashup Shadim, our cattle are going to go with us. But Mikneinu, Pidrash, is Lashon Kinyanim. So therefore, the remez is, and also our Kinyanim are going to go with us. Our shoes, and our cars, and our houses, and our dishes, all the things that we said that we use for mitzvah.